I'm visiting with Mark Diener with GrowMark. And first of all, Mark, tell me what you do for GrowMark.
Well, Chuck, I work in our refined and renewable fuels area in the marketing part of the gasoline, diesel fuel, biodiesel, and ethanol products.
Well, I'd like to talk about something called DieselX Gold, and I don't know a whole lot, so why don't you first of all tell us a little bit about this?
Okay. Well, let me go back a little bit. Our DieselX product was introduced into the marketplace in 1952, so we do have some history with the DieselX product. In 2002, we reformulated it as we had done several times before that, and renamed the product DieselX Gold. And the reasons for reformulation over the years was to make sure that we kept up with the characteristics of the fuel of today and the engine technology that goes along with that. And we're reintroducing and reformulating the DieselX Gold product, which we're kicking it off to our FS member cooperatives in late February. So real excited about that.
So it's a new brand for a reformulated product.
Well, it is. And I guess the brand is actually staying the same, DieselX Gold. We're going to have a new look to it when it comes to the marketing side and what have you. And it's, again, we've seen some things take place in the marketplace, both with fuel. Ultra-low sulfur is now fully entrenched into the marketplace. It does have some characteristics that are different than the fuels we've used in years past. And engine technology has progressed to a real high extent anymore with emission technology and regulations, and so the engine technology has dictated, along with the fuel changes and characteristics, that we reformulate to make sure that we are meeting the targets and meeting the protection and the fuel efficiency that we need to.
So what might you say about this particular product and its characteristics and ability to perform?
Okay, well, good. And that is a big thing of why we're reformulating. We're seeing some things in the marketplace today with ultra-low sulfur. The solubility characteristics are different than what they used to be, which affects the moisture of the fuel, the particulate matter, and what have you. Today we're seeing the high-pressure common rail engines fully introduced into the marketplace, again, to meet engine technology, or meet emission technology, I should say, that the EPA has regulated and demanded that the engine manufacturers meet with that. Very tight tolerances. We're seeing a new generation, I guess you'd say, of deposits. Our DieselX Gold Eternity, prior to this reformulation, we've been very, very good, very, very effective on the carbonaceous deposits, the deposits that typically form inside the injector orifices or on the injector tips and what have you, would affect the spray pattern in the combustion chamber. And we've been very, very good with that. Now we're seeing a new generation of deposits that are specific to these high-pressure common rail systems, very tight tolerances. And what may have been there years ago is now having an effect on the operation of these. We see today in this technology where there may be four or five injector events during one combustion cycle. So the injectors today have to work very, very fast, very, very rapidly to make sure that the fuel efficiency is being met and the fuel is being utilized.
Well, since we're here at this National Biodiesel Conference doing this interview, what role would biodiesel play in this?
Good question. And it does play a part in this because, again, through the Renewable Fuel Standard, the second version that we're into now, 2012, there is a billion-gallon target to hit, biodiesel in the marketplace. 2013, EPA has not yet ruled on this, but it appears 1.28 billion gallons. So biodiesel is here to stay. Now, with biodiesel comes a little different characteristics. The oxidation stability of biodiesel is maybe a little less than what diesel fuel is, and we've known that, and we're able to manage that. And so as part of our upgrade, or part of the reformulation, is to increase the oxidative stability of the fuels, and so that we are increasing that chemistry portion too. So if we are partnering with biodiesel, whether it be a B2, B10, 11 in Illinois, B20, whatever it is, that the oxidative stability properties will be what we want through the life cycle of the fuel.
Well, you mentioned the launch with your FS facilities. Can you just talk about the distribution pattern for this and where and what types of vehicles we'll find this in?
Okay. Well, types of vehicles, if it is a diesel engine, D-Selects Gold is a fit, whether it be an on-road application, if it's agricultural, you know, your tractors, combines, whatever it may be, any type of if it's excavation, and like I said, any type of diesel engine will benefit from using D-Selects Gold, whether it be performance enhancement through efficiencies or is protecting that gallon of diesel fuel while it's in your possession, and so the quality is maintained throughout the life cycle of that. So, yeah, we're really excited about it. We pride ourselves, our whole organization, the FS system, in having the best quality diesel fuel there is in the marketplace today. And we've maintained that, and with our reformulation to the new D-Selects Gold, we will continue to maintain that. And our customers expect that from us, and so we intend to provide that.
Anything else you might want to point out about the product now that we haven't touched on?
Well, we will start introducing that physically into the marketplace late February, early March. It will, for ag customers, they'll have the ability to use the new D-Selects Gold formulation going into the spring planting season. And so we're really excited about that. The chemistry is second to none in the marketplace, and we're really excited about being able to introduce this.
I just thought I'll throw in one more question here. We had an introduction unveiling here from Orange County Choppers, a 100% biodiesel burning motorcycle, very pretty machine. Is that something that they might be able to put some 100% biodiesel D-Selects Gold in?
Well, D-Selects Gold, like I said, fits every diesel application, and that would, I'm afraid, if stretch the limits, if they use D-Selects Gold in this new chopper, it would they'd make sure the brakes are working properly, because all the extra power that it would generate is, they just need to know what they're up against.
All right, well, thank you very much, Mark Diener with GrowMark. We've been talking about D-Selects Gold. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting. Yeah, I interviewed Paul Senior, and
I missed it. We